This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That sounds like some Fleetwood Mac there and some Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
Who I'm waiting for that biopic to come out with Kate Hudson playing her, Stevie Nicks. That's going to be good. We heard her sing and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, on this Oscar morning, it is Sam and Greg. Noel's on the other side of the glass. Want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
All of you Stevie Nicks fans that are first responders and teachers and all that out there in Winder. Good morning. I ain't reached out to Winder in a minute.
Good to the folks up there up Highway 316.
Yeah.
On your way to Athens.
Yeah, right there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned, you know, I never saw these two movies, but they premiered on this day. And everybody knows of them. King Kong.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
No, the original. With Faye Ray.
Faye Ray, okay. We're going way back.
That's what I'm saying. It premiered on this. There's only really one. All the other ones, you know.
There have been some other ones. That they
yeah, but they know, just.
Whether it looks a little more realistic.
That's the thing.
That one looks very realistic.
That's the part that makes the other one so funny, because it's 1930s technology. Do we have our. Oh, I don't know if he was. I'm trying to pull a rabbit out of my hat here, which I think you'll like. And Noel's going to let me know if it happens. But King Kong premiered on this day. Also, I never saw The Sound of Music. That premiered on this day.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah?
Julie Andrews, you can't go wrong.
She had a big year that year. It was 65.
Yeah.
She also did Mary Poppins.
Right.
That year.
Can't go wrong with Julie Andrews.
With our buddy Dick Van Dyke. All right. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. It's somebody's birthday today.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get.
Those are somebody that we know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm working on right now.
Yeah.
I think so. Don't say nothing.
Okay, all right.
Until I get the thumbs down from Noel, because that's what I was doing during a break. And I'm trying to surprise this person too.
Okay.
Because they're not expecting it.
Okay.
But there were some other birthdays. I know we ain't going to get to them people.
Okay.
Like Mel Ott.
Okay.
Not going to get to Desi Arnaz.
No.
We're not going to get to Mikhail Gorbachev.
Will not.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, we'll just do it on the air. I had Noel trying to reach out to Ron Gant.
Yeah, because today is his birthday.
Today, happy birthday, Ron.
Yeah, I know. Number five.
And he's, you know what? I should be smacked in the head for thinking that the person who has to get up at 3:30 every day to go do Good Day Atlanta.
You will be up.
Is going to be up early on a Sunday morning. Yeah. So, anyway, sorry about that. But anyway, we ain't going to put your age out there, but happy birthday to Ron Gant.
Yeah.
So there
much,
you go.
Very much.
You brought up something when we got in here and we're doing our pre-show meeting and talking about what we're going to talk about. And by the way, Terrell Thomas is going to be joining us in a minute, these Urban Times, talking basketball. But you said something about as we get ready to, as we're approaching March Madness, and the coaches of those teams, when you were covering basketball on a regular basis, there was always, and listen, us watching it, we noticed there was a noticeable difference in the appearance pretty much of everybody. And they just sort of stepped up their game because it was tournament time. Yeah. And that includes the wardrobe. And you brought something up before the show this morning.
Well, I mean, the basketball coaches, you know, usually, traditionally, you know, would dress up, you know, especially at tournament time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've gone away from that now. It's whatever Nike or Under Armour or Adidas sends them, and they just, you know, they go out there and they wear that now. But, you know, just think how much you miss that, though, in this time of year. And I don't know if you would bring that back or make a request for that for tournament time and playoff time for the NBA. I mean, you just miss seeing – I miss seeing a bit of a dress code. Not a dress code, but an expectation of dress for coaches. And everybody's been gotten real comfortable with their warm-up, and some of it has to do with, you know, during the pandemic when, you know, nobody got dressed up every day, you know, for a while. So it's just how we live.
Dressed up. People didn't put on pants.
Right. You know what I mean? So we got out of habit. But I thought it was, you know, when you think about, you know, coaches and at different levels, I thought about, you know, at the college level right now, St. John's is having a remarkable season in the Big East. I think they clinched the regular season title last night. And Rick Pitino is now the coach there, who coached in that conference years ago at Providence. But now he's at St. John's. And just, you know, months after losing, you know, Luke Carnesecca, who was a longtime coach there and was known for his fashion, which wasn't a suit, it was sweaters.
Yep.
And he always had those sweaters kind of like Cosby would wear.
Yep, exactly.
Just ones that would just stand out and pop. You know, Bob Knight wore sweaters where he looked kind of frumpy.
Well, it was just those red sweaters.
Just a red sweater, right? You know, but he, you know, Carnesecca always had something. He's in New York, so he wanted, you know,
right,
a certain type of way. And just, I just miss seeing that. But coaching, then the NBA, we obviously know where those guys had different threads. They weren't shopping on the rack.
Uh-huh.
You know, the guys at the top of that would be your Pat Riley's and your Chuck Daly's. Anyway, I got a little something to Mike Fratello. He was coaching here at the Hawks. Fratello would dress it up, you know, pretty nice. That to me, that was part of it, too. You watch the game to see how the teams played, but you also look to see how the coach was attired. College, you got a guy like Wimp Sanderson at Alabama. He had that checkerboard thing like a used car salesman. But that was what you expected.
Pat Summitt used to wear that, too.
That's what you expected. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. Would you want it to go the other direction? And I'm taking this to the ladies' game. You want folks to look like Kim Mulkey.
Well, you know what,
you see
though?
What
but,
she
you,
does?
But you know what? Right. And she capitalizes on the moment. The cameras are on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she's going to give you something else to talk about. I mean, since she's in that window and they're getting the visibility they're getting, you know, people are looking forward to seeing LSU now in March Madness, partly because her team is always good, but also they want to check out what she's going to come out there in. So, yeah, I think it's. I
news for you. I like the same thing as with Don Staley, too. But the other direction. While one wants to look Liberace-like, the other one wants to look like she just left Rucker Park.
Well, just like, right. Well,
you know what
like,
I mean?
Like most coaches dress now.
You like that one.
Rucker Park with a blazer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I mean? And that's her look.
A t-shirt and a blazer. I'm like, that's coach.
And she's cornered that market, too. Listen, when did this all start? Belichick. Right, coming out with the hoodie. I mean, all bets went off.
Well, I think the basketball coaches, because you're indoors and it's wintertime, you see them dress a little more. The football coaches went from the stuff with Tom Landry. When you think of Tom Landry picture, right?
Hat.
With the hat. And he would come out there with a shirt and a tie. And Dan Reeves, in his days at Denver, would dress up kind of the same way. So, I mean, yeah, you remember, but because Reeves, who did he play for? He played for Landry,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I mean, you saw a different dress code. That changed with football. They're outside. You know, the gear companies design things that they kind of prefer those coaches wear when they're outside, the jackets or whatever.
Well, I always thought it was a byproduct of them knowing at least we don't got to get in uniforms like the baseball managers do. So we're going to go that extra mile and put a suit on or do whatever.
Well, we had baseball managers did. Have you seen pictures of Connie Mack?
Yeah, but that was pre-war.
Right, but I'm just saying.
They're not doing that again.
He dressed up, and he was the manager of the baseball team. but I'm just saying it's different for basketball, and that's why I'm talking about now this time of year. We've come to the month of March.
Right.
And don't you miss seeing folks dress a certain type way this time of year because it's special. People who maybe haven't been tuned into basketball are just, you know, because football's been going on, and they're just tuning into it right at tournament time. It's special. And to me, that's the thing. It was kind of drilled into me as a reporter, especially when I worked up in North Carolina. You go into the ACC tournament, You're going to put on jacket and tie as a reporter going to that. Still today, if I either put on a sweater with a tie or a jacket if I'm even going to a Hawks game for NBA.
Yeah.
You dress it up a certain way. So that's all I'm saying. You dress that up, and you saw the coaches that used to do that as well. I mean, it's relaxed a lot for the players. You don't see them dress up very much. But the coaches, you would think that person would dress it up for the games. I miss seeing that. I miss seeing the guys get dressed up for games.
All right. I mean, listen, you accept the fact that it will never change and go back, but it is something that you miss about the
We've seen over Georgia Tech, I think Damon Stoudemire's going to throw in a sport coat on every now and then.
And he's the outlier.
Over a T-shirt. He's not going to go Bobby Crimmins and bring back them yellow ties. He's not going to do that, which Bobby Crimmins had a yellow tie.
I was just going to say yellow or gold?
Well, kind of gold or yellow, but I think people were probably sending them to him, you know, and he just had one for every game. He always wore a tie that color. So, no, I'm not saying you got to go and do that, but it's not like I'm not going to get into how much money they make, but yeah, man. And another thing is this, who wouldn't want to outfit the coach and say, hey, you know, coach's outfit so-and-so, you know, coaches, the clothes are sponsored by so-and-so.
What I was getting to, and I wonder if saying this out loud sounds a certain kind of way, but what if
if they wanted it, that's the thing.
What if one of the apparel companies started making semi-formal or formal wear for those nights, like the ESPYs, like the NFL honors, like what you're talking about, and have those suits. I don't care if it's Spalding or Nike or whoever it is, they decided we're going to dip our toe into this because nobody else is doing it.
And we can ask Noel about this because I'm trying to think if anybody even got into a semi, like a dress casual type line from someone that's doing sports apparel. I mean, you would know. You probably have seen it before.
I thought of one. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, a woman that designed that coat, I think her husband plays for one of the teams. She designed that coat that Taylor's. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she designed, Taylor Swift wore it once, boom, it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying if there was some kind of designer coming up that maybe not the traditional suit or something that women would wear, but it still looked a step above what they normally would wear. You could call it formal, but they do it in a 2024 sort of fashion.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of dress, something dress casual. You know, it doesn't have to be anything extra dressed up or something dressed casual. And I didn't know if Noel, if you had seen somebody do that before or just what you had thought of.
No, yeah. Most people just kind of like mix and match whatever it is that they want to wear to kind of like dress down the dress up, if that makes sense. Like, you know, you may, you know, put on a blazer and then put on a button-up shirt, but you may wear relaxed slacks and maybe some sneakers or something like that. But if we want to see coaches dress up again, because Sam, something, I think this may not even really be comfort motivated. I think this is all licensing motivated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're going to have to get Nike Under Armour and make a sports coat.
That's what I just got you saying.
As insane as it sounds, you're going to have to get them. Or a sports coat. But if you think about it, especially with Nike in the golf division, they're halfway there.
They already
there.
Got slacks, right?
There. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just take the extra money. What was ball? Loving basketball? Girl, who made your dress? Spalding? Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed. Yes, actually.
But you gotta, right. And you
dressed
gotta get,
by Spalding.
You got to get that one player or that one coach to put it on in a very visible way. Well, if it's something that Don would put on, I tell you.
Well, you got to do this. You're gonna have to be in kind of like conjunction with coaches and like have them help you design it.
Are we limiting this to basketball?
No.
Okay, so I think of three people right off the rip. If they were like this on, it would permeate throughout the league. Don 1, Mike Tomlin 2, Jim Harbaugh 3. Those three characters, those three individuals with their personalities completely separate from everybody else in their particular league. There's nobody else like Mike Tomlin. There's definitely nobody else like Jim Harbaugh. And there's nobody else like Don Staley. Correct?
You're not wrong, but you picked the two men I think are going to fight you the hardest.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, but if you get them to put it on, that's it, yeah, I guess I'm like saying this.
No, I mean, that would be
who else's
if you
personality?
Could pick whoever you want, right? Like, that would be ideally who you would want. But I see Tomlin completely rejecting that idea.
Yeah. I do too. I'm just saying, but I picked those names because of their individuality. That's why I mentioned those
three
people.
Andy Reid for the big and tall collection.
There we go. That's two.
People don't follow Andy, though.
But I gave him a niche market. See, that's going to be the big and tall market. See, that's not. I gave him a specific niche market.
Harbaugh was khakis, though, right?
And boosted
them. And we can get some design.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Designer khakis.
I don't know. I'm just saying, though, I'm thinking of individuals who make people
who
go.
Who can move the needle.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
That's all I was going for here. What am I missing as far as hockey? I can't even think of a hockey coach.
Sean McVay. Get him in there.
There you go. Okay.
Bow. There we go.
Out in L.A.
Exactly.
Okay.
There we go.
Actually, get them too. Him and Harbaugh going. Because they would wear completely different types of outfits.
Oh, yeah.
That would be dueling suits. It'd be something fun.
Just something to think about as we watch March Madness, because that's about to begin. Conference basketball tournaments are going on.
Are you ready to have some fun with Terrell next?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to talk some basketball. We're going to ask him, what that team up there in Philadelphia going to do without that dude who's been stealing money without a mask?
Hey, man.
Sam and Greg. Going to talk some NBA and Hawks up next with Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is this Sunday morning. It is March 2nd. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. I ain't going nowhere for a minute. All right, so I'll be here. I want to thank you guys for sitting in these last few years. I want to thank Garrett last couple weeks where Jason Longshore was in here. So I want to thank everybody for filling the void. I had to take care of some stuff, but I'm back now. And a guy who has offered to be up here.
Yeah.
We tried a couple times, especially during the holidays, and it didn't work out. But he is family. We know that. We always ask about Salem, going on with Mello. But we welcome Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. In. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Noel.
All right, now.
We are doing fine. How often do you get stopped or people ask you about being a part of this show on a regular basis?
You know, it's truly, truly funny that you asked that, because recently I was coming from out of town, and I was at the airport, and a gentleman came. He was looking at me and such, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm telling my friends and telling my kids, you used to do hip-hop stuff, and you do sports. You do sports radio out here." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Let me take a picture." This was last Thursday, so it happens, man. It certainly happens. So, you know, I love that portion of it.
Mm-hmm. See that?
You like that.
Yeah, well, you know. And I wonder if he's got an opinion about something that, from our last segment that you brought up. He follows the NBA. He covers them. I mean, he's not as old as us. But do you or would you like to see, either on the college level or on the pro level, that coaches dress a little bit like they get in the suits on?
You know, it's funny because I certainly was tuned in and listening to it. You guys and ladies were saying on that topic, and I'm kind of okay with it either way. I don't mind the more athletic look that some coaches are wearing now, where they might have the team logo and such on it. But I do think y'all hit it on the head. The only way that it would happen is if we saw some type of licensing with it. If we did, and I think Nike would be the closest one. It's funny because I recently saw they are changing some of their look. They have a lot more of a dressy look as far as their pants are concerned. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see vests, sweater vests, or sports jackets from Nike in the near future.
The only person that kept a look, I mean, like kept his suit looking tight while he was running up and down the sidelines, was Pat Riley. He would go up and down there. That Armani suit would stay right where it was going. As Ty wouldn't move around. Chuck Daly a little bit too. But some of them guys, when they're in suits, they get all flustered, yeah, and they end up looking like
Doug Moore, toward the end. Casey Jones was smooth in his.
But he wasn't he wasn't bombastic on the sidelines.
Well, no. But
he wasn't that dude.
Yeah.
Pat Riley run up and down. Did Chuck Daly run up and down the sidelines? And, you know, their suits stayed
intact. That's when you have a great tailor.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
They ain't shopping off the rack, man. They get some stuff done especially for them, right?
They're an NBA coach that should be shopping off the rack for the money they make.
Spending time with the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, Eldorado2452. My goodness, you know, we're trying to get this Hawks moving in the right direction. Thoughts about them? We were hoping for better, the team to come back performing better after the All-Star break like they were before the break, and they seem to have a problem regaining that form.
Yeah, you know, I think it all really just boils down to team chemistry, and it's one of those things. If we really dive and look into it, over the last three seasons or so, we've discussed this several times because we've so many. And now, if you think about the time when the Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, the only member of that team that's still here actually is Trae Young. We've just seen so many injuries with this team, so much roster change with this team. It's hard, especially in the middle of the season, for folks to pick up. One, Coach Quinn's philosophy is not an easy philosophy to pick up on, and to just build that team chemistry. And we're seeing teams now buckle down and really step up to the plate or step up to the challenge to try to get into the play-in tournament or try to get into the playoffs. So the competition has certainly spiced up, and our Hawks right now have to find a way to compete with that. So I think the biggest issue has been just the team chemistry and the guys out there with Trae Young trying to form and find that chemistry.
I mean, the teams that they're looking up at as the Hawks sit in the ninth position right now are two. Well, listen, the three teams ahead of them. One, you could kind of make a case for seeing, okay, Miami's going to be there. I understand that. But these dudes are looking up at Orlando, Miami, and Detroit.
And Detroit, yep.
What are your thoughts on that movement, and how do you see them climbing back up, if at all?
Well, you know, you just spoke on Pat Riley. We spoke also on, you know, several times over the last few years just about that Heat culture. So whoever comes into that locker room and comes into that team, 9 times out of 10 is going to fit the culture and what Pat Riley is looking for. Grit, high basketball IQ, is going to get out and play and give their all every night. I think that's why the Jimmy Butler saga ended the way it did, because Jimmy wasn't putting forth that effort. I'm not really surprised either with the Pistons or the Magic. Now, I do remember over the last few seasons, again, I told you guys we need to watch out for that team in Florida. We need to watch out for the Magic because of how they've been drafting. They've been drafting young talent, and they've been building from within with that team. Detroit's another team. When you look at a guy like Cade Cunningham, who's a former number one overall pick,
right.
Coaching change in Detroit, and they're I don't want to call them the bad boy Pistons again, but they're playing really gritty basketball. Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart, he's, you know, kind of controlling, I'll say, that team morale. Well, he'll get into anyone's face and kind of spice things up. So I'm not surprised at all at what the Pistons nor what the Magic are doing. And I honestly think our front office can take some notes from that. Build with Finn. Don't trust the process, but trust what you're building with your teams, and the results will show. We're seeing that with the Pistons and the Magic.
I just realized why he don't want to say trust the process, because where did that phrase originate from?
Yep.
And let's just, since he brought it up, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Long overdue move by your hometown team with shutting down Joel Embiid, and will he be wearing a Sixers uniform next season?
Long overdue, yes. Disappointing, yes. Frustrating, yes. Will he be in a Sixers uniform next season? That is the ultimate. I don't know. I've already heard different speculations on a team that may be interested on Joel's services, and you know they play right down at State Farm Arena, so we'll see how that goes.
No,
I know betting eyes. Betting eyes are already saying. So if you go by Vegas is already saying if Joel is traded, that the Atlanta Hawks will be the destination. And I don't know how that would unfold. I don't know who the Hawks would have to give up, but that's what Vegas is already throwing out there. So there may be, you know, the old term where there's smoke, there's fire. There may be some smoke in the city, as the old timers would say. But I don't know. I don't know how, you know, this situation can honestly play out. I'm hearing that a medical retirement is something that the Sixers could look into. They're looking at all type of options on how they can get this knee fixed. He's had surgery on this knee twice already in the last 4 years, and it's just not improving. It's not getting better. His last game last Saturday, he tried to get out there, give an effort, and the knee, it swelled up so bad that he couldn't even walk the next day.
So does Gerald Morey keep his job?
That's another one where I think, you know, I haven't seen him do anything with the Sixers that really has impressed me, if I'm all the way honest with you. Giving Joel that money, I'm never a guy to say that a person doesn't deserve that money, but that's still just kind of head-scratching when we see Joel hurt right now. Paul George, I thought he was going to come in and really make a difference, giving him a $200 million deal. When you look at the Sixers were struggling, or they couldn't get over the hump with a guy like Tobias Harris. And no disrespect to Tobias Harris, he's an NBA player. He's doing well in Detroit right now. But Tobias Harris and who Paul George used to be, or the ghost of Paul George, are two different players. We haven't seen that right now. And he's also been bringing in some of his old guys. When you think about, why do we have Eric Gordon on the Sixers roster? You know, like, his time is kind of come and gone. So Daryl Morey might be out of here too. But the Sixers have just been extremely frustrating, and it's just one of those things where, hey, at least we got the Eagles.
Listen to him. I knew he found some way to bet back in and bring the Eagles in. But spending time with Terrell Thomas on the way for that come out live this morning. He's talking about Philadelphia. Oddly enough, they are on the schedule for the Hawks. The Hawks will see them a week from tomorrow. They'll be playing here as a part of a string of home games. Talk about what that could mean for this team, Terrell, just to play, first of all, a bunch of games at home. They've been on the road a lot going back to the holidays, going out west. They don't have to go out west anymore, other than, you know, games they got to play like Memphis is coming up tomorrow. But after that, you have a string of home games. And against some opponents, you probably have a better chance to compete with and get some wins, too.
Yeah, this may be a great opportunity for these guys to stack some wins. As you mentioned, Memphis tomorrow, that may be a bit of a challenge. Memphis is playing really good basketball right now, and I've been surprised at that. But then the Sixers, they'll limp in here in a couple of days. We'll see the Indiana Pacers, coming here in a few days, and they haven't been playing as well as I thought they would this season. So I think it's all about Trae Young, honestly. And I'm kind of sad to say we have to put a little more on his plate, but we're going to have to see more from Trae right now if they really want to get over the hump. He's going to have to lead these young guys. Caris LeVert looked well out there. George Niang has looked well out there. He's going to have to lead these young guys and find a way quickly to stack some wins. But I don't think it's an impossible feat. I definitely think it could be done, and we could see some home cooking in State Farm Arena really soon.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Eagles fan over here.
Yeah.
He obviously didn't hear the news that Jaden Daniels got himself another weapon yesterday.
I'm sure he has.
We're not scared of Debo.
Okay. What's that fourth quarter?
We not, as they say in Friday, in the movie Friday, when Debo was chain snatching, we're not tucking our chains in Philadelphia. We are not scared of Debo at all.
See.
All right. Okay. All right. So listen, what do you think will happen or would you like to see happen the remainder of this regular season with this Hawks team?
I think exactly what I would like to see Trae Young be a lot more aggressive offensively. We've seen different versions of Trae this season where he's put up 40 points and he's done the 20 points, 20 assists. I think if the Hawks really are going to make some noise, it's going to be on the back of Trae. I need to see him come out of the gate and have 10 to 12 points a quarter for these next few games and kind of average somewhere between 35 and 40 points to really kind of lock in. Get his teammates to see, like, hey, we're on a mission and this is what we need to do. I think the other guys will step up and play well with it as well, but I need to see more from Trae, and I need to see more from Onyeka. And I think if we can get those two to really lock in, the Hawks will be fine, and they'll be able to creep up, not to that sixth spot, but higher than nine.
Yeah, well, my question to both of you is, what matchup would you think is most favorable to the Hawks in that opening round? I mean, who you want to avoid, but which one, if you had to position yourself as far as 6, 7, 8, or 9, well, 8, which one would you like to see these guys go up against?
I would love to see them go up against the Knicks. So wherever they need to fold, if the Knicks finish 3 or 4 or something like that, the Hawks need to be, I don't know, 7, 8. I don't know how that will work. Well, wherever the Knicks are, I would like to see. I think that the Knicks are the Hawks' most favorable matchup in the first round. We know what Trae Young does in Madison Square. The Knicks, they started off playing great basketball, but they've been kind of folding as of lately. And I think the team still match up really well. So bring New York on. I would love to see the Knicks.
Whether it's Terrell, Sam, or anybody else, I am waiting for somebody to start telling me why I should give a about the Indiana Pacers, as they have just consistently stayed there in the middle of the pack the entire season. From Halliburton on down, nobody's bringing up Pacers.
Yep. We thought they would have taken that step. We're looking for them to be one of those teams that take the next step.
Might be. But I'm saying I've not heard Milwaukee conversation. If this happens, that happens. We know about the Heat in Orlando, even the Bulls. But ain't nobody mentioned nothing about the Pacers the entire time we've been doing these shows, right?
Nothing.
No, they haven't been playing well.
There, they're going to be part of the playoffs. Which, by the way,
they're
going to
get knocked out early. Early round knockout.
Well, at least they ain't like the 76ers or the Nets or the Raptors or Hornets. No, I mean that part of the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. I'm done taking shots at you. Like I said, Debo's going to have something to say this upcoming season. How's Melo and Saylor doing before we let you go?
They're doing well. They're doing very well. Saylor right now, softball's kind of on break. So she's the social media for Westlake's baseball team. So she's been so busy over the last few days, a few games. And for Melo, we're entering the playoffs and his basketball season and baseball just started back up. So we're rolling. The sports season is live and kicking in the Thomas household, so we're rolling.
All right. Well, go tell them Uncle Greg and Uncle Sam said hello and have yourself a good rest of your year. Thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
I certainly will. Much love. Y'all have a blessed week coming up. Much love, Noel.
There you go.
Take care, man.
There you go. Terrell Thomas joining us here. Speaking of the last word from her before we turn things over, is it Mr. Who is joining us next there? It is Mr. Fricky up there. Yeah. What does he call it? The Northern Studios?
Yep. It can't be Abe. You know why it can't be Abe? Through the streets of Atlanta right now. We got the Publix Marathon now. And so, Abe, remember, we always usually see him July
Abe's
4th.
In
he
shape.
always comes hustling past us. He's out there pounding the pavement.
He's getting ready for the Peach Street, obviously. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg, glad you've been with us on this Sunday morning. And Noel, Other Side of the Glass. And this is a theme song from Girlfriend sung by Angie Stone.
Yep.
Some people may not have known that she did that.
You got surprised, didn't you? She said she was going to.
Yeah, and then she do that. And she do that. The very sad news yesterday.
Yeah, it is. And
she was on her way, leaving from, performed in Mobile, was driving up, I think, on her way to the airport to fly up to Baltimore to go to the CIAA tournament. That's the HBCU conference tournament that goes on in Baltimore. She used to be in Charlotte for folks living in Atlanta. Used to drive up to Charlotte when it was there. It's in Baltimore. She was going to perform. I think halftime at one of the games. And so the people there were very sad and made a big announcement to the crowd that she would not be, you know, because she had passed away and would not be there to perform at the tournament yesterday in Baltimore. So
okay. We were, speaking of people who passed, we were talking about Biggie earlier. We wanted to do a little cleanup session here. Noel had mentioned something. We heard from some folks about Biggie's mother. She passed.
Yes.
All right. But we made it sound like she was still with us, but that wasn't the case. She is gone. And we were talking.
You made it sound like that because I did not realize that Miss Valetta Wallace passed.
I wasn't going to put you under the bus like that.
Yeah.
See, you're part of the team.
Yeah.
This is us.
You wouldn't do that.
All right. You've been working with some of them other folks around here. We don't do that here. Sam and Greg don't do that. we're all in this together. So, but anyway, we wanted to acknowledge that because we heard from some folks there. Man, this picture, I got people making fun of me with this Bucky's thing. You didn't put
why?
It
why are they making?
Because I'm just, hanging out at Bucky's and, between you and Longshore.
Jason Longshore, because he is loving it. Jason Longshore is just loving it. He says, I knew it.
Yeah. So anyway, I made it back there. Again, John Fricke is going to join us here, top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to thank Kyle Sandy for joining us. You are going to make it down to Macon, you believe.
Yeah, I'm starting Wednesday. Starting Wednesday is the state tournament championship week, and the game starting on Wednesday. First game's at 1 o'clock. I think that's the girls' private schools championship game. That will be Hebron Christian against Holy Innocents. And so going from there, and the matchups are matchup. Matter of fact, I'm going to spend this afternoon on Zoom calls with the coaches, just getting information. That's what my Sunday afternoon is going to be. I don't know what you're doing with your Sunday afternoon, but I'm talking with the high school coaches, just getting some background information on their teams and their players as they get ready to do this work. And, doing state championships with GPB Sports is always very special. And, the crew that you work with and people who work together, some of the people, Steve Graham and people who are going to be working with us. So I think
Steve Graham's working with you?
Yeah, man.
Man, I thought he was doing something else.
Yeah.
Please.
He's doing this. I will see him this week.
Will you please tell him I said hello?
I will do that.
We've been friends longer. I don't want to tell you what president was around
Yikes.
When he and I met.
What was?
Yeah, let's just say he's from Texas.
He's the president?
That particular president. When I met Steve Graham, there was a president in office who was from Texas.
Okay.
And not the last one.
There have been several during our lifetime.
Okay, he came after the dude that was from California.
Okay. We ain't talking about the one that was picked the dogs up by the ears. We ain't talking about him.
Oh, LBJ. No, I wasn't around meeting people in the mid-60s.
My fellow Americans. No.
What was that he said in Forrest Gump? Damn, son, I'd like to see that.
but we're looking forward to this week. A week in Macon.
I was going to ask you if you would favor us with a story, because you reminded me of this.
Of what?
And it's one of the funnier things that I vision was back in the day, you told me that coaches would get together and do the coin flip at a Waffle House. And for those who haven't listened to us in a while, you haven't told that in a few years, but this was something that was done. Or can we not talk about that?
Well, we can do that. Okay. They don't do the coin. You know what? They actually did a coin flip for basketball, but it's a virtual now. Mm-hmm. Somebody down at the home office, the wonderful folks in Thomaston, the high school association, will stand there in front of a camera and say, this is the virtual coin flip, and this goes for everybody. All right, that's it. So you know who you are, where you're seated in your bracket, and if this gets, so if anybody, ties, because it's a tiebreak. We got different ways of breaking ties now.
Okay, but the reason behind doing the coin flip was to determine what?
Determine who's going to be home, who gets to play at home, who hits the road. It would challenge often that that next round of the tournament if it was the same seed. That's what it had to be. If you are one seed, the other team's a one seed, well, you both of them can't be the host. So, you have to do something to break the tie.
Okay.
They have different ways of doing that now. But I mean, you would make a coin flip. And you have certain coaches that love telling the stories of after a game, you call the coach, because it's not like now. Now you play teams from all over the state all through the year. But there will be things like the state was kind of cut in half back in the day. So you had the North Georgia and the South. You would hear about these people, but you wouldn't see them. You had to get to the playoffs and to the state championship round practically to see these folks. Like Valdosta, you didn't. They were down in South Georgia. You heard about them. You heard how they were beating people 50 to nothing and what. But you wouldn't see them. So you get in the playoffs and you got to go and say, well, we need to decide by a coin flip where we're going to play next week. And that's the thing. And so, you know, there's all kind of tales. There was the one that, oh, my goodness. Coach Tim McFarland loves to tell the one about going to meet the coach from Washington County. And so we're going to meet you at the Waffle House at this exit. So he goes out there, drives up, you know, and so they get there. And the way he tells the story, the Washington County coach brought the team chaplain or minister along.
Okay.
And so we're going to toss this coin. And so he brought the coin. And so who's going to toss the coin? But give it to the minister. No, you brought the minister. No, don't you trust him? So he gave it to toss the coin. He tossed the coin. It lands on the concrete,
right,
on its side, and starts to roll.
What?
On its side, it's rolling. And so here these grown men bend over, walking to the parking lot, watching this coin roll, trying to see which way this thing's going to fall. You know, and it falls on the side, and Coach Buckley, they won, and, you know, Washington County coach wasn't happy. And I don't know if they made the minister
walk. But you can't cuss it out. You can't cuss at the clergyman.
You got the clergyman there to toss the coin.
That's a pretty good trick, really.
Oh,
man. You've been having a beep
there. The coin flip stories are legendary around the state.
Well, I remember you used to tell them, but we haven't talked about them in a while.
They don't do them anymore, man. But that's you would exchange your game film, right? Because now all that stuff's online. You go online and see stuff, you know. But back then, you would go, if you know you're going to play this coach next round, y'all haven't seen each other or whatnot, you would take the game film and you would do a game film exchange when you toss the coin. And coach, we'll see you next Friday night. That's what we do. We don't do that no more.
All right. Well, no, I enjoyed the story. Like I said, I enjoyed the stories that you have told in the past, and I know you haven't done it in a minute. And then when you were saying that, what you were saying just a minute ago, it reminded me of, I said, yeah, it's time for Sam to tell that story about the coin flip.
Coin flip story. Coin flip stories are priceless. You know?
Happy 43rd birthday. Hall of Famer or not, don't even think about it. Let me ask you a question. Hall of Famer or not, do you have to think about it? Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he'll get in.
That ain't what I asked you. I asked you, is he a Hall of Famer to you?
Hall of Famer.
Okay. Because like Matthew Stafford, do you have to think about it?
Not now. No. Okay. No, I don't have to think about it because the Hall of Famer that caught passes from him. Calvin Johnson in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I got that.
Calvin Johnson in the Hall of Fame. Somebody threw the ball to him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He's owed one more catch, too. He's owed one more touchdown. Happy birthday to Reggie Bush. Not a Hall of Famer. But how about a college Hall of Famer?
Okay. Who's this?
Reggie Bush.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Very much.
All right.
Remarkable player at Southern Cal.
And speaking of coaches who wore suits on the sidelines. When you think of this man, we're talking about Bobby Knight in his sweaters. This guy wore the same color as far as suit coats, but forever was it. Now I just lost the school. It just came out of my head, you'll know who I'm talking about. Denny Crum.
Oh, yeah. Red.
Red.
Louisville.
Louisville. Thank
you.
Mm-hmm. So
always dressed up. That's like I said, that's part of it.
Well, you were bringing that up.
Basketball coaches would do is tournament time. You used to seeing those, you know, Dean Smith dressed up, Coach K. You know, and that's the thing. Coach K would always dress it up. And you'd think, yeah, but he was schooled by Bobby Knight. Hey, why don't he dress up like Bobby? No, he's just a different type of guy. Now, he was like Bobby Knight more than people would know.
Initially.
No. I'm talking about if you behind the scenes. And
oh,
just
you know,
he's
got a mouth like Bobby Knight. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, Coach K had
everybody
a different.
Everybody knows that.
You know, why? That wasn't a public persona much. A different look.
You actually gave a compliment during the show, and again, as we wind things up and turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour, you gave a big compliment to the NHL during the show.
Yeah.
Talking about what they had, just the last couple
like
of weeks.
I would like to know what our man in Detroit thinks about
We're going to get Sean Bolesian on here quickly.
I would love to hear what Sean Bolesian thinks about what happened the last couple of weeks, because it has been remarkable that hockey, you know, has done what it's done. You know, the alternative to the All-Star game going international and the excitement that caused, you know, U.S. against Canada in the final, and then to go and take it outside, you know, last night with 90,000 people. Remarkable stuff. Remarkable stuff.
And you had sports crossing over because the Red Wings went out there in the stadium where the Ohio State Buckeyes play, and that Red Wings team wore.
You said maize
they
and
wore
blue.
Maize and blue maize and covers blue, right. Over their skates to bring the University of Michigan into that stadium once again. So that was kind of cool. But here's what I'm waiting for Bolesian, because we got one of these supposed unbreakable records about to be broken.
Okay.
And that's Alex Ovechkin,
mm-hmm.
who got a hat trick this past week, got another goal last night. He sits 10 behind Wayne Gretzky, 10 goals behind becoming the all-time leading scorer. So not only that, but he's also the first player. Gretzky ain't even a part of this. He's the first player to have 200 goals in three straight decades.
Whoa.
Say that out loud.
Okay, really, really.
Alex Ovechkin, 200 goals in three straight decades. Gretzky didn't do that.
That's being prolific and being consistent. That's amazing.
39 years old. He got the hat trick this past week. And so we're going to reach out to Sean Bolesian, who's our hockey guy up there in Detroit, because I want to talk about a number of things with him, because Sean doesn't just cover hockey. You know, we couldn't get to him during the playoffs because he's covering the Lions, right? So yep. Now you have the craziness of what's going – listen, there's going to be people in my house. I may be knocking on your door to come live. Because between the possible success of the basketball team, mm-hmm. college basketball team, along with that other team down there in East Lansing, what's going on with them? These guys keep bopping back and forth for number one in the conference. Then you got people talking about the Pistons in a way that they haven't talked about them since 05 when Larry Brown and Big Ben was on that team.
Okay.
And they won it all. So you got those two. And then heading into the season, you're coming off a Tigers team that made some noise last baseball
mm-hmm,
season.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be me and Jesse going to be knocking on your door. I already told her she could be unbearable in the next little bit here.
Yeah.
But I want to get Bolesian on to talk about not just what's going on with hockey in the world, but I want to talk about these Pistons. Finally getting their flowers after the season they had and coaching everything that's going on with them. So that is around the corner. D. Orlando Ledbetter, I want to thank him for making it back from Indianapolis safely, but coming on with us this morning, talking combine and giving us his perspective on the whole Kirk Cousins situation with the Falcons.
Very unique perspective.
A unique perspective, and somehow threw in ping pong and pickleball in there. That interview, by the way, is up on Sam and Greg on our website, 929thegame.com. But again, we kind of back and forth. The people that we lost this past week, and Roberta Flack, we just played some of her stuff, played some Angie Stone earlier, but did a really deep dive on Oscar morning, in the Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
An actor's actor. Not a movie star so much, but that this is the one thing I wanted to mention to you, because I forgot earlier. In an interview, I don't know when it happened, but it was in the last X amount of years, Morgan Freeman. And he gets asked regularly as one of those all-time greats, what's your favorite role, what's your favorite movie, blah, 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 and people that you've worked with. And he was going into a deep dive about Clint Eastwood. He loves working with Clint Eastwood, made a handful of movies with him, and just admires him as a person and obviously as a director. And when they started talking about roles that he likes, he has said, Morgan Freeman that is, that he's, for the most part, a lot of times playing characters that are familiar with him, within himself.
Okay.
Right? He plays that kind of character. He's just, and anyway, he got to talking about different roles and the actors that he's played up against and who impressed him the most. And he thought about it for a minute, and then he said, Gene Hackman. And then he brought up a specific scene. Have you seen The Unforgiven?
Yeah.
He said, in answering this question, that the only person that has made him feel a certain kind of way was Gene Hackman when he was being held. He got caught by, you know, Gene Hackman's deputies in that movie, and they had him tied up, and Hackman wanted the information from him about where Clint Eastwood was and what they were planning to do. And he said that the way Gene Hackman said that line to him about, you better tell me, and if you don't, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you real bad. Yeah. Morgan Freeman said that he literally believed Gene Hackman when he said that to him. And it said he felt a certain kind of way that he never felt with any other actor. That's how believable this dude was. Now, obviously, he knew it wasn't going to happen, but it gave him a little bit of a chill.
Man.
Now, think about that. Yeah. For Morgan Freeman.
Right, right, right.
So that says all you need to hear about when you talk about actors. And he was one of them. So yeah. God bless them all. We lost them this past week. But it's good to be back.
Yeah.
Ready for a couple days next week. Noel, yeah. Anything that you were looking forward to with this show tonight, or are you just going to take it easy on a Sunday night?
Yeah, I'm just going to check the sights and the sounds and figure out which movies I should be watching since I missed them all. I already had the Demi Moore movie on my list, so I guess I'll go ahead and get to that.
Not even Wicked?
Wicked's been on the list for months.
Whoa, man.
At this point, I'm just waiting to be able to click the button in my living room so we can all watch it.
Whoa.
I think it came out last Friday, so we'll probably watch it this week.
Okay.
Yeah, never made it to the movies.
All right.
Yeah. There's nothing really, you know, the animated films when they go. How would Bugs Bunny is the award winning rabbit, right? Hi, he competes with some of these.
Oscar winning rabbit.
And I look at some of these animated films and I was like, there ain't no way Bugs Bunny gonna win this stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a TV show. Enjoy it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, Braves are playing today. Braves play Yankees today in spring United Exhibition baseball. And, of course, NASCAR is running the left turns and right turns out in Texas later on today, with the front row being all 2311. Michael George's folks holding down the front row.
There you go. Yeah. And if you can't get in front of a TV, we'll have Hawks at Memphis tomorrow. Pre-tip at 7:30, tip at 8, and then Tuesday, Hawks versus Milwaukee. Same time, pregame 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30. Well, half hour earlier.
All right.
Listen, you have yourself a wonderful day, Mr. Crenshaw.
I'm a grease week. See if I can't slip down to Bucky's for you while I'm down in Memphis.
Thank you very much. That's right. You guys got to work that out. Noel, as always, thank you. John Fricke is up next. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.